Hey, hey, lovely. Welcome to Dive In with Regan Figg. Now, this series is super short and simple. We're not even going to have an intro. I've designed this series to be super short and sweet so that you can explore the year that's been and adventure into the new year and have some really simple end of year energy hacks to help you breeze out of this year and flow into next year. I'm going to be sharing each day on my Instagram page exactly what it is we're sharing in each episode each day here. So have a listen and then come and join us over on Instagram where we share whatever our practices are, whatever we've come up with, whatever it is we're exploring each day in here. You'll find me at Regan_Figg, REGAN_FIGG. Come and say hi, come and slide into my DMs or leave a comment wherever you please. Let's connect, let's stay connected. And in honor of connecting, I would love it if you connected your friends or anyone who you know might benefit from this series. Share away, spread some end of year energetic shifters with those that you love. And I cannot wait to hear and to see the shifts that take place over the next few days from listening to these audios and diving in with me. I hope you have a glorious end of the year. I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Big love from me to you. All right, let's dive in. So let's dive right into today's energy shifter, which is take the pressure down. So look, we can be really good at giving ourselves a timeline of when we want certain things to be achieved by or finished by. And a lot of the time, it's just ourselves that are putting ourselves on these timelines. And then when we get towards the end of those timelines, or perhaps the time has come and gone and we haven't completed the thing that we wanted to complete, and then we are really quite annoyed at ourselves or put more pressure on ourselves or speak badly towards ourselves, or just generally really kill our own vibe because we haven't reached our own time desires, which we placed on ourselves. So this year, I started writing my book, A Mother's Pleasure, this year, a few months ago, and I decided it was going to be done by the end of the year. Now, I'm about 2.5 chapters out from it being complete. So probably about like 8,000 to 10,000 words, and I could have it done in 2 weeks. However, it was 2 weeks before the end of this year, and I realized, you know what? I'm feeling a little tired. I'm feeling a little uninspired. And a couple of the chapters that are left to write are Mama Eros and Pleasure Pathways. Now, none of this book, and also particularly these couple of chapters, are not the kind of chapters of which I want to be writing when I'm feeling less than inspired. So what do I do? What do we do when we realize we're in this situation? We move our own goalposts. And this is something that's been a common thread recently with my clients. And I'm bringing it here to share with you too. So if you're feeling like you have reached the end of the year and you haven't achieved all of the things that you thought that you would achieve by the end of this year, if you haven't finished certain things or started certain things even, here is your opportunity to assess, does it need to be done by the end of the year? And can it wait? And can you finish it at a later date? Can you move that timeline? Can you move your goalposts? Can you give yourself a little bit more spaciousness? Can you ease the pressure? And you know what the funny thing is? Not ha ha funny, just interesting funny. You know what's interesting It's that when we do provide ourselves with a feeling or a sense of spaciousness, even just that sense of spaciousness itself can ease the pressure enough to allow us to feel inspired and activated and energized to do the thing. So I'll invite you to give yourself a little bit of spaciousness, take the pressure down, and move your own goalposts where you can. Do you have to have the whole fridge cleaned out before Christmas? Do you have to have lost a certain amount of weight to be able to wear your swimmers? Do you have to have completed whatever project it might be at work so that you can relax on your holidays? So, my love, I invite you to consider, where in your life can you take the pressure down? Where can you extend those goalposts? I would love to hear where you're doing that. Come and tell me on my Instagram, Regan_Fig. You'll find the link in the show notes. And I so hope you enjoy this journey of end of year energy shifting with me. See you tomorrow.